Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Strategy, Leadership, and Impact. It's been a pretty busy time since the last episode, but I won't bore you with all that stuff that's been going on. Just want to let you know that I only have one more session in the sound studio recording the audiobook for The Leadership Path, my second book that was published in September of 2023. Very exciting. It's been an incredible journey, I guess, going through that whole audio recording process. It is quite different than doing a podcast, but it's been a great experience. And of course, once that one's out and it's published via multiple platforms, able for download as an audiobook, I'm going to go back and do an audiobook version of Soldier to Executive, my first book that was published back in 2020. I'm also working on a third and a fourth book right now simultaneously. It seems like I always have these projects going on. Don't want to talk about them too much, but definitely more to come, so watch this space. This week's episode, I really wanted to talk about ethical leadership. I mentioned it in the last podcast that I would do a podcast on ethical leadership and talk about what that is and what it means. You know, there's lots of definitions and lots of different things that people or ideas, I guess, that people have around ethical leadership and what it is. But I just thought I'd give you my point of view and perspective on what ethical leadership is. Ethics and leadership are intertwined concepts that they profoundly influence organizations and society in general. And ethical leadership, it really serves as a guiding force, ensuring that leaders prioritize things like integrity and fairness and social responsibility and kind of intertwine those in with everything they do. And what I want to explore is ethical leadership and its relevance in fostering trust and integrity and social responsibility, those things that we just talked about that were the leaders' priorities. We'll also kind of discuss the benefits and the challenges faced by ethical leaders, because it may sound easy, but it's not always easy to be that ethical leader. I'll try to provide a few real-world examples of where I've seen this in action, and then some practical strategies for developing ethical leadership in yourself, in your own organizations. But first, we have to start with an understanding of ethical leadership. So let's define ethical leadership. Ethical leadership refers to a leadership approach that emphasizes moral values, principles, and behaviors. Ethical leaders, they serve as a role model, and they guide their followers by setting high ethical standards, making principled decisions, so making those decisions on principle, and promoting the well-being of individuals in society. So it's going beyond, I guess, your workforce, but out into the communities or industries and things that you might be serving. Ethical leaders prioritize things like honesty, integrity, fairness, and responsibility in their actions, and they inspire trust and loyalty among their followers. Or one of the main avenues that they do that by is by actually giving trust and loyalty to the people that follow them. And you say, well, what's the significance of ethical leadership? And ethical leadership, it's crucial for creating a positive organizational culture and also achieving your long-term success. Ethical leaders, they inspire and motivate their teams, and they foster cooperation. And I'm going to do another episode here shortly around cooperation and more around collaboration. And they build strong relationships that are based on trust and mutual respect. And when relationships are based on trust and mutual respect, they're often quite stronger bond than other relationships. By upholding those moral principles, ethical leaders enhance the reputation of the organization. So it's not just about them, it's about the organization as well. They can attract and retain talented individuals. So where you see a lack of ethical leadership, typically you see people that are being treated very badly, poor decisions being made, unethical or even illegal choices being made, which leads to things like animosity in the workplace, which can lead to higher rates of attrition, so higher turnover rates of people in their roles. And ultimately higher job dissatisfaction when there's a lack of that. But they also look to create a positive impact on society through their company. And that's where that corporate social responsibility has really become a big thing. And I think nowadays, communities, consumers, everything, they really expect that the organizations that they're interacting with, whether it's a transaction by buying their product or providing a service, they want to see them actually take action in the social responsibility space. I guess a further step on that, let's define those key characteristics of ethical leaders. The first one being integrity. Everybody knows me. I'm big on integrity. You know, first and foremost, be open and honest with me. Don't play games. So integrity forms the foundation of ethical leadership. Ethical leaders, they demonstrate consistency between their words and actions. They adhere to their values and display honesty and transparency in their dealings with everyone and everything they do. They act ethically even in challenging situations, earning the trust and respect of their followers. And sometimes these things, they may seem like very simple choices to be ethical, but people tend to make the wrong choice. And if you think about a lot of things that we've seen in the media over the last few years, it's senior executives, leaders, people in leadership positions, I'm not necessarily going to say leaders, but people in leadership positions, CEOs, whatever, heads of organizations who have made decisions not to take action against somebody, I guess, that fell under their remit or under their command, I guess you can say, who has made a bad choice, something that is illegal or just unethical, and they chose not to do anything. Well, just by choosing not to do anything, you've actually made an unethical decision because you've condoned the behavior by not taking action. And we've seen that time and again where someone has done that. And a lot of times they do that. It's not to protect that person. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's to protect themselves and their own reputation because they don't want to be seen as a person who had someone like that working under them. Well, you've actually just made a worse choice by doing that, and it's going to harm your reputation even more. Another key characteristic of ethical leaders is transparency and accountability. Ethical leaders, they really foster a culture within their organizations of transparency. You know, they communicate openly, they share information, they promote accountability at all levels within the organization, and they even allow themselves to be held accountable. So they establish those clear expectations, and they hold themselves accountable and others accountable for their actions in promoting fairness and trust, but they also allow others to hold them accountable as well. Just because we sit at the head of the organization doesn't mean that we're not accountable to anyone. Ethical leaders, they also have empathy and fairness. So they demonstrate empathy by understanding and considering the perspective and needs of their followers or the people that they lead. And that's not to be confused with sympathy. Sympathy and empathy are two very different things. So ethical leaders, they treat individuals with fairness. They don't show favorites. They don't discriminate. And they ensure equal opportunities for growth and development. I guess sometimes we don't intentionally, if you look at a lot of organizations nowadays, they're multicultural. So we have people from varying backgrounds, varying cultures, different languages, different religions, different countries. It doesn't really matter because we're all coming together within the organization, whatever the organization's mission is, to accomplish the goals of that organization. We want everybody to be successful. And if you think about some of the barriers that people may have that come from a background or culture that might be different than the majority of people in the organization, what are you doing to help ease the, I guess, the transition for them coming into the organization, but also to be more inclusive of them in the organization? And I'll give you an example. If you have someone who potentially, well, let's take Australia, for example. Australia, our primary language is English. So they come in from a non-English speaking background. And sometimes people think that take the view that, well, they're not from an English speaking background, so they might not be as smart as us because they have an accent. Well, that's not true. So that's a bias, and that's, you know, potentially racist. But also, when there is that language barrier, what are we doing to help, I guess, close that barrier within the organization? You know, are you offering them things like an English tutor, for example, to help break down the barriers of understanding? Or are you helping other people within the organization understand this person's culture and their background and really get to the roots of who they are as a person? And again, that's just leading to that higher level of inclusivity. And inclusiveness, I guess, is probably a whole topic for a whole nother episode. So I might hold over on that, but we really need to be looking at how we're creating fairness within the organization, but also creating inclusiveness within the organization. And the last couple things here I'll cover off around, you know, some of those key characteristics of an ethical leader is around courage and conviction. You know, ethical leaders, they possess the courage to stand up for what's right, even in the face of adversity. Again, the example I gave just before, if someone under you that you're responsible for is doing something wrong, having the courage to stand up and call it out or take action on it, even though it might tarnish your reputation a little bit, you need to do something. So you need to have the courage to do that. And ethical leaders, they make the difficult decisions, but they make those decisions based on ethical principles, and they demonstrate their conviction and inspire others to do the same. So when people know that it's okay to do the right thing, they'll do the right thing. When they feel like they're going to potentially face any kind of reprisal for doing the right thing or be shunned or, you know, moved out of the organization, they won't. And that's not the kind of culture that you want. So I mentioned earlier about trust, and trust is really the foundation of ethical leadership. It's the cornerstone of ethical leadership, and ethical leaders build trust by consistently acting in an honest, reliable, and principled manner. And they communicate openly and maintain confidentiality when necessary. They fulfill all their commitments, and they create that environment of trust and psychological safety. Now, psychological safety has been a really big topic, particularly over the last year to year and a half here in Australia, with the psychosocial hazards coming into play from Safe Work Australia, which are incredibly important. But really, and it really is quite a shame that the government has had to go through a process to make legislative requirements around the type of leadership people in organizations should receive. It tells me that we actually haven't done a very good job in corporate, in government, in developing people to be leaders. So trust repair. If you do something where trust is damaged, ethical leaders will usually take steps to repair it, proactive steps to fix it. They're often not afraid to acknowledge their mistakes. They apologize, and when they do, it's sincere, and they take responsibility for the consequences of their action. Particularly sometimes when you've made a decision, you think it's the right decision, and you realize afterwards there are either tertiary effects from that decision you didn't expect, or the decision wasn't necessarily the right decision. Owning up to that, saying, look, I made a mistake, let's fix it, let's move forward. So you really have to rebuild that trust and restore the relationships. And once you've lost trust and you have destroyed it, it's incredibly difficult to get back. But some people, they're very good at violating trust and not maintaining trust, that they never have trust in the first place. So moral courage. And I did a whole episode on this, and I put the episode number down in the show notes. I think it was episode 23, actually, if you want to go back and find episode 23, where I just talk about nothing but moral courage. So ethical leaders, they exhibit moral courage by standing up for their values, and they make difficult decisions, even when it goes against popular opinion or prevailing norms. So they're willing to take risk and face the potential backlash in order to do what is right. And I really hold a lot of respect for people that do this. People who stand up for what they know is right, even when they know that people are going to be upset about it. And oftentimes they're making this decision based on logic, what's best for the greater good, versus making the decision on emotion, which we do use a lot of emotion in decision making, but they're willing to accept whatever backlash that they have to do. And you might see this in an organization potentially that's struggling financially. You get someone in at the helm who has to make decisions sometimes where it costs people their jobs, through redundancies. And they know that they have to do that in order to save the rest of the organization and save the rest of the staff from losing their roles and their jobs. And so they do that, and they do face backlash, whether it be from the individuals. They know it hurts the families of those people that are made redundant. There could be backlash in the media, from the unions, several different places, but they still know that they have to make the decision. Again, it's for the greater good, and that's incredibly difficult, and hopefully a decision that you're never in a position that you have to make. Ethical leaders tend to employ a very systematic and principled approach to their decision-making, though, when they do that. And oftentimes they'll have very sound evidence as to why they've made that decision, but they do consider the ethical implications in their choices. And, they weigh up the interests of the various stakeholders, and they make decisions that will align with moral principles and values. So, which sometimes if people have differing moral principles or values or don't have any at all, those decisions will be at odds with that thinking. Ethical leaders, they lead by example. And you always hear people say, lead by example. They model those behaviors and the values they expect from their followers and inspire them to act ethically. It's the difference between sitting up there and expecting people to act ethically and not doing it yourself. When they see you're not doing it yourself, they're not going to do it. Just through their actions, those ethical leaders, they create that culture of integrity, and they set the tone for the ethical behavior throughout the organization, which kind of goes to my next point around social responsibility. We kind of had a little chat about that just before. That's that leading for the greater good, and there's multiple areas that leaders can do this and use their organization to actually leverage greater levels of social responsibility. One of the areas, of course, is environmental sustainability. Ethical leaders, they really recognize the importance of environmental sustainability, and they advocate for responsible practices within their organization, whether it's energy conservation, lowering carbon emissions, reducing corporate waste that goes to landfill, etc. They consider the impact of their decisions on the environment and work toward minimizing, the ecological footprint of the organization. And then the corporate social responsibility side of things, they really embrace the concept of corporate social responsibility, and they promote the ethical business practices, and they engage in philanthropy and support community initiatives. They align the organization's goals and societal needs, striving to make that positive impact on local and global communities. I had a conversation with someone recently, and they're saying, we have these big global issues we need to solve. Well, how do we do that? Well, we started at grassroots level, at the very local level within our communities. If we could solve them in our community and we get other communities on board, that has that kind of tidal wave effect, starts building up energy. And the next thing you know, we've actually solved the global issues. And then ethical leaders, they prioritize building and maintaining ethical relationships with stakeholders, whether that's employees, customers, suppliers, the wider community. They engage in those open and honest communications. They address concerns. They consider the interest and well-being of all the stakeholders in their decision-making. Now, considering their interest and well-being in that does not necessarily mean that you're looking for a consensus. That's a big difference between that two. Consensus actually isn't efficient. Doesn't actually lead to sometimes any outcomes at all. Consensus has actually been shown to stifle progress and things. But as long as you can take their well-being and interest in mind when you make decisions, usually you'll make the decisions for the greater good or for the greater numbers. So ethical leadership, it has its benefits and challenges. So some of the benefits, it leads to enhanced trust and loyalty. So again, increased employee engagement and satisfaction, which leads to increased retention, improved organizational reputation. If you're seen as an organization that is running an organization that has those ethical values and is being led by ethical leaders, people want to do business with you. It reduces unethical behavior. And that's one of the things, particularly if you're at the head of the organization, how can you ensure that everybody in the organization is doing the right thing? Because if they're not, you're responsible. So by leading ethically and actually setting that tone for the whole organization, it lets people know that this is how we behave. And it gives you a little bit more surety that people are doing the right thing, which then leads to organizational sustainability over the long term. The opposite to some of these benefits, some of the challenges. So you're going to be navigating ethical dilemmas. I don't care what your position is, what your industry is, what your organization does. There's going to come times when you're going to face ethical dilemmas. Managing conflicts of interest, addressing resistance to change. You may face opposition or backlash when you're standing up for ethical principles. People aren't going to like it. People don't like being held accountable sometimes. So, and it's going to require you to have resilience and perseverance to overcome those challenges. So you really have to look at yourself. A couple of real world examples, I guess, to use that most people will know. You know, I can use my own examples all day long. But if you think about some of the people that I guess are really historical type figures in this area. One of them that comes to mind is Gandhi. He really exemplified ethical leadership through his nonviolent resistance and his unwavering commitment to justice and equality. And he inspired millions of people and led India to independence while, you know, he promoted that peace and communal harmony along that path. Another one would be Nelson Mandela. He demonstrated ethical leadership by advocating for reconciliation and forgiveness in the post-apartheid South Africa. He displayed humility, integrity, and the commitment to social justice, and he's left a lasting legacy of that ethical leadership. So what are some strategies that you can use for developing ethical leadership? So the first thing is, from an organizational standpoint, an organization can really provide training and educational programs that focus on ethical leadership, and you can emphasize the development of ethical decision-making skills, promoting self-awareness, and cultivating more values and behaviors within the organization. And sometimes that training can really give people a theoretical foundation, but within the culture of the organization really needs to foster a culture that values and rewards ethical behavior. So don't punish it, you need to reward it. And don't ignore it, you need to reward it. Because we're rewarding the behaviors that we want to see. And sometimes just the organizations will do this. They'll develop the code of ethics. They'll establish ethical policies and procedures. They'll encourage open communication and the reporting of unethical behavior. It's interesting though, I've seen organizations that have really gone maybe a bit too far for this, where everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else saying they're unethical when actually nobody's really doing anything wrong. But as a leader, you can encourage ethical decision-making by providing support and resources for those ethical dilemmas. Sometimes that's in the form of mentoring people who may not have experienced this before, even if you haven't before too. Maybe mentoring what you've done previously or sticking to those ethical values and how you use that to guide you. Promoting collaborative problem solving. That's another way. And recognizing, again, and rewarding that ethical behavior. And encourage ethical reflection and provide ethical frameworks that can aid leaders and your staff in navigating complex ethical issues and situations. And I think sometimes we don't do this enough because we're so busy. Whenever you've been faced with an ethical dilemma, sit back sometimes and think about, kind of do an after action review of what happened and really using that reflection to make things better next time. You know, so I guess really to wrap this up, ethical leadership, it's essential for organizations and society to thrive. Leaders who prioritize trust and integrity and social responsibility, they really do create environments that inspire and empower individuals to act ethically. So if you're leading from the front and you're acting ethically, your people typically will too. And by fostering ethical leadership and promoting ethical behaviors in your organization, you really can drive positive change and you can build those sustainable relationships that will contribute to a better future for all. Anyway, so that kind of wraps up this episode. If there's a subject you would like for me to give you my opinion on, do a podcast on, please feel free to contact me, blakerepine@gmail.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Just search my name, Blake Repine. Be more than happy to connect and would love to have you in my network. Anyway, take care. We'll talk again soon.